Blog Talk Radio.
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising.
Say what?
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising.
What?
The Phoenix is rising. Is rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix.
Everybody, and welcome to Just Talking. We haven't been on air for a long, long time. It's been several years, as a matter of fact. Several years ago, we were doing 3 shows on the air consistently and constantly, but due to financial setbacks and other reasons, getting more busy with life, doing more things, we cut back on our radio shows, and we begin to work a little more just to make a living. And when COVID hit, everyone's life was turned upside down. We were still broadcasting, but now we were doing it on a YouTube channel, and we were doing another podcast, but just letting this one sit quietly so that people could listen to some of the recordings, but we weren't doing anything new. But now we're back again here at Blog Talk Radio on the Practical Spirituality channel, and considering monetizing it, i.e. paying in order to get the premium channel so we could do more hours, more advertisements, and more interaction with people like you. So we're back. The Phoenix is rising again, as pertaining to podcasts. And eventually, when we begin to monetize and get another stream of income, perhaps we'll be back here. And if we're not back here, we'll let you know where we're broadcasting from. The title of this show is just talking about the fourth leg. Let me tell you a little bit what I'm talking about when I talk about the fourth leg. We have a LLC, an LLC called Diana Sarah Holistic Health, where we talk about life coaching and living in the now. There are several legs to being healthy in our society. One is a healthy mind, which means studying, learning, reflecting on things, and stretching one's thought processes. A healthy body. What is a healthy body? Doing some type of exercise each and every day to remain flexible, to keep one's heart beating, stay strong. Strengthen one's body to stave off diseases and to fight against viruses. The spiritual aspect. Developing a deep connection with the universe, with God. God is whatever it is you would like to call it. It means living a life recognizing that we are all connected and being able to move in and live in and breathe in the universe, the divine. Not only look at it or worship it, but be a part of it, bringing love and peace and joy and contentment into the world. And not only that, but through our spiritual power, being able to make any difficulty, any pain, and any suffering that we are involved in, using that, taking it, transforming it into something that is good for us and the society. The fourth leg is the economic leg. This is the leg that I have never talked about or thought about in the past, but since COVID, I've been thinking more about it. It is having the finances to do the things that we would like to do to be free individuals. And sometimes having the right finances allow us to do the first three parts of the stool. If we aren't doing all four parts of the stool, we get in a lot of trouble. We get in such trouble that life is not worth living much anymore because we are missing something. So today, I'm going to talk a little bit about myself and what I've been doing to strengthen the leg of that fourth stool. Since I've been off the air in this channel, I've done a lot of things. One thing was I got involved in cryptocurrency. A lot of you may have heard of cryptocurrency, and usually on the news when one hears about it, it's not good news. It talks about how dangerous it is and how no good it is or how it's not going to work. Or sometimes it uplifts these crooks and these criminals who use crypto for their own ends, never mentioning that anything that is crooked in crypto, it has been crooked for many, many decades and centuries in the banking system, but have been ignored by the powers that be unless they became so big they couldn't. What I'm saying basically is that with the crypto market, what is happening is that the only thing that we are being shown on the news, especially the corporate news, are the negatives. Everything is bad about it. We're not told anything that's good about it. And the reason we're not told anything about it that is good is because it is a danger to the financial system that we are all trapped in right now. Cryptocurrency can mean freedom. And that is why for the last 3 or 4 years they have been fighting a war against crypto. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about crypto on this station as I talk about finding work that is meaningful. This is how I got involved with crypto. For a while, I was doing a lot of massage therapy. I was a massage therapist. I was speaking at some churches because I was also a retired minister, and I was doing some life coaching, a lot of different things. One of the things that I found that I could do to give me a lot of spare time was the gig economy. I was driving for Uber sometimes, driving for Lyft. I did some driving for DoorDash and Grubhub, and the thing about them was that they were good, but the cost to my car was just terrible. Every year when I went in to get my inspection, thousands of dollars that I had made driving would be just gone as they looked at my suspension, and there were problems with the brakes, and there were problems with all of the parts of the car. They got messed up from wear and tear. I'd be putting 200-300 miles every day on the car, getting the oil changes and getting it cleaned 2 or 3 times a week, and all of that added up. And then on top of that, the wear and tear from the brakes, from the tires, from the suspension. It was one thing after another until I decided that I was on a sort of wheel in a rat cage, going around and round, having just enough money to live off of, then having to give up most of that money when the car broke down, never being able to do what I really wanted to do, and that was to be free, to travel. You see, it never gave you enough money to free you. Just enough to keep you in a mode of survival. Some of the ones that I drove for started out giving you a decent wage at the beginning when you first signed on. You would make $25, $35 an hour, and then suddenly as more people begin to climb on and more people, you would find that the money was dropping. Sometimes you would only make about $12 an hour. But you still had to pay for the gas. You still had to pay for the car maintenance. You still had to pay for everything. So by the time you paid for all of that, you were only making $12 an hour or $12.50 an hour. You were making less than minimum wage. Once again, it was a trap. It was a cage that I was hooking myself into in order just to try to get a little bit of freedom. I tried massage services. Some of them were available where you were a private contractor. You could go to hotel rooms or you could go to people's houses. You could do massage. It was a flexible schedule. You would look on an app or on the phone or on a computer and email and see what was available that day, and you could decide to take it or not take it. There was a problem. They always guaranteed to give you quite a bit of money for each massage, but you had to travel maybe 1 hour each way or more. So you would travel there for an hour. You'd wait to do the massage. You'd do the massage for an hour. You'd travel back 1 hour, maybe 2 hours sometimes. So basically you were doing 4 hours time, and you'd get maybe $90. You see how that keeps you enslaved also. Still not getting ahead. It looks like you are, but you aren't. So what I'm talking about is trying to find something that will either give you the time that you need to do beautiful, wonderful things right now, the time to live in the now, the time to go out and to enjoy yourself while you have a roof over your head and food and clothing. I'm talking about a job like that, or something that gives you access to money in a way of making passive income for about 2 years. I became interested in various platforms. These were these crypto platforms. And what you would do in a crypto platform was if you invested some money in this platform, they would go into the stock market and they would trade for you, trade in the crypto market. And when they made their money at the end of the week, what they would do would give you 3% interest on whatever you deposited. Now you may think 3% interest in a week, that's fair. But when you look at the banking system now and you see that right now they are only giving 5% interest in some of the highest interest rates when inflation is 5%, and they're giving that in a year, just think about 3% a day. That is how much in each month, 12% a month, that all adds up. And so there were several platforms where you could work. You could do something like driving Uber. You could do something like working at any type of job, and you could take a little bit of money and put it away instead of putting it into a savings account. You could make a decent living. So for about a year or two, I was making about $300 a week, passive income and climbing, in something called Novatech. You might want to look Novatech up. I was making a great living, and I was greatly satisfied. And then something happened. The war on crypto. When the U.S. government and the state of Canada decided to close down all of these crypto platforms. First one they closed down was something called Pegasus. Pegasus was paying about 2% every day, 7 days a week. And I had a couple of $1,000 in Pegasus. I was getting about $500 every week. Passive income. So all I needed to do is pay taxes on that. This went on for about 8 or 9 months, and then all of a sudden, the powers that be made it so they were locked out of their banking system. There is a system that transfers crypto all around the world, and somehow they would not let Pegasus send money again. So they got locked out. Novatech came. It was only 3% each week. It lasted for 4 years, I think. The fourth year, the SEC in the United States and another Canadian organization went after them. They used was to freeze their assets so they couldn't move money around. And then once they did that, they took the CEOs to court. Of course, once the assets were frozen, the CEOs had no money to defend themselves with. And the assets were never returned back to the investors. They basically took all of that money, froze it, and liquidated it, and probably threatened the people who started into making some deal with them where they'd give them money or something and stop working anymore. That happened with that one. It happened with four more of them. They shut down four more of them all on August the 9th at the same time and did the same thing. And these people were always writing, always struggling, and always trying to find ways to get around this blockade and send money, but they never did. And they ended up just disappearing. So when I'm talking about passive income and all of that, I want you to know the importance of it and how much freedom it brings you. So much freedom that the financial system is willing to do anything that it takes. Anything. To keep you in chains. So how do you get around it? How could you get passive income without getting in some system or something that's going to be shut down whenever they want to do it? There are still some around. There are still some that are working. I don't talk much about them anymore because you see the ones that shut down are not the ones that are criminal, but the ones that are really working. But there are some that are really working. There are also network marketing platforms that are really working. There are some that they can't touch yet that are really working. And perhaps I'll be talking about some of them here on this station. Better yet, if you're interested in them, you can go to my website, at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com, and you can learn a little bit more about them there. Because you see, if you can play it smart, you can make a lot of money on these platforms. But let me tell you the mistake that most people make, and I made at one time, okay? I made the mistake of being too greedy. I made the mistake of thinking the platform was going to last forever and not taking out enough of the money. So when it crashed, a lot of my money was trapped there. That was what happened a couple of times. So one thing is that you can't fall in love with one of those platforms that's working smoothly and giving you money each and every day or every week, no matter how much you love it. You can't be loyal to it because you know that it may shut down at any time. So you have to have a plan. This is the plan. You put a certain amount of money in. When you take out the amount that you have taken in, that you have put in, excuse me, you let the rest of the money keep running. But you always take out your initial investment as soon as you can. After that, you let running. And every time it gets to maybe half or to what the initial investment was, you take out half and leave in half and let it keep building, taking out a small percentage and leaving some in. And if you keep doing this and it lasts long enough, you're free to use that profit in other platforms or in network marketing. Something that will give you passive income. I'll be talking about some of those things on these radio shows each Wednesday night. This one is based on sending out emails. This is the idea. You send out several hundreds of thousands of emails. And as you send out those emails, any clicks that you get, if a person opens the email and hits a button, you get 10 cents for every click. You might say, 10 cents, what's that? The thing is that you're sending out thousands and thousands and thousands of emails. You don't do it from your address. You don't do it from your server. You join with this group that supplies the emails for you, and you build a list, and you send things out. That's it. As time goes by, what you do is you build a bigger and bigger list. And as the list gets bigger and bigger and you send out more emails, the idea is that you get more clicks and you make a very good amount of money. The only thing you do while you do this is sit at your computer 10 to 15 minutes a day, send emails, fill out what you want to send, and not only do you send out their emails, you can send out emails that will drive people to your website or to your business if you have one. One of the advantages of this is that you can send out 50 or 60,000 emails a day if you have a business online and you can drive people to that business. That's worth it, if nothing else. The catch, when you run out of list building emails, you have to purchase more and add these different packets where you can get a certain amount of those. So the idea is to make enough profit so that you can purchase a package. Then you could build a list again. Then you make another profit, enough to purchase a package. Then you build another one. And once you get up the tiers that are higher and higher, you make more and more money. It's not totally passive, but it's almost passive. And it's something that you can do from anywhere in the world with a smartphone or a computer, if you can get on the net. That is one of the things I'm working on now. And I'm going to let you know how it goes all along the way. I would talk about my other one, but I'm afraid that it might shut down. Not shut down by itself, but get shut down because it's working. It's pulling families out of poverty like Novatech did and funds did and several others. These platforms provided for people who had been forced into retirement, who were sick, who were disabled. People in developing nations were involved in these things, and they were making a living, buying houses, starting businesses, being fulfilled. But the greedy, the angry, the vultures could not stand to see those people creating a life for themselves. So they decided they had to make up fake charges in order to shut them down, to freeze their assets so they couldn't pay out the payments. And then they accused them of not paying out the payments after their assets were frozen and they weren't allowed to move money. There is a way around this. One must be clever, however, brave, be willing to take the chance to move forward and be willing to do what is necessary, not in a hysterical way, but in an intelligent way. And that's what I hope this show will help you do. So visit us anytime you would like to at our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That is www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. And if you have a little bit of extra money stored away here and there, something you're not afraid of losing or something that's not going to hurt you in any way of losing, maybe you want to join with us in some of the things we're doing. Thanks for being with us again. It's always good to be with you. And we'll be back next Wednesday. At our website, you can also find some of the other sites where we're doing podcasts and a link to our YouTube channel. It's always good, as I said. Until next Wednesday, take care of yourself. Because you are the most important thing in the world.
The Phoenix is rising.
The phoenix is rising. Say what?
The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising.
What?
The phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, 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 rising.
The phoenix is
say
rising.
What?
Say what?